Today on Be'ez Hashem we learned Daf Mem Zayin of Masechtas Kitten. Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halachas of Hamoicher Es Atzmei Ve'Esbonav Lo'ev De'Kachavim Ein Poid Noisai. If a person sells himself and his sons to a non-Jew, they are not redeemed. Hamoicher Es Hadeyu Lo'ev De'Kachavim Lo'keach Umevi Mimena Bikurim. If a person sells his field in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew, he must purchase the first ripened fruits of each year, even at great cost, and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash as Bikurim. The Machlekes Rabba Ve'Rabbi Elazar regarding Yesh Kinyan La'akum Be'Eretz Yisrael Lafkia Midei Meiser. If a non-Jew purchases land in Eretz Yisrael, is the Kedusha removed, and therefore a Yisrael who eats these fruits is exempt from separating Meiser, or not? And the Machlekes regarding Yesh Kinyan La'evit Kechavim Be'Eretz Yisrael Lachba Ba'Beiris Sheikhan Ma'aras. If a non-Jew purchases land in Eretz Yisrael, may he transform the land by digging pits and caves or not? The Machlekes Rabbi Yechonim Reish Lakish regarding Hamoicher Sedeyu L'Peiris. If a person sells his field for only its fruits, and that the buyer owns all the peiris for the duration of the sale, while the seller retains ownership of the actual field, does the Lekeach recite the Parsha of Bikurim when he brings these fruits to the Beis HaMikdash or not? And the Machlekes is based on the question of whether Kinyan Peiris Kekinyan HaGuf Dami or Kinyan Peiris Lav Kekinyan HaGuf Dami. Is the owner of the rights to the product considered to be the owner of the item itself or not?